Welcome to your five for the day. I don't know about you, but these days I really wouldn't like to be one of our judges in a court of law. By the time they have listened to the prosecution counsel trying to convince the judge of the guilt of the accused, then the defense counsel in his endeavor to present his defendant as Lily White, I am sure that the judge doesn't know whether he is coming or going. Who to believe? The Bible presents Solomon as the wisest man in all the earth. I am sure our judges would love some of Solomon's wisdom. Such a scenario was played out nearly 2,000 years ago when Jesus stood before the Roman judge named Pontius Pilate. Sadly, Jesus' own people wanted Jesus crucified and out of the way. They had hoped he might have been their long-anticipated Messiah. But because he didn't live up to their preconceived ideas, and because he posed a challenge to their religious leaders, they wanted him gone. On the other hand, Pilate's own confession was that he could find no fault in Jesus, nothing worthy of death. Even his own wife called Jesus a just man. Whilst Herod, the local ruler of the province of Galilee where Jesus had been raised, couldn't justify his death. In the end, in exasperation, Pilate said, "What is truth?" Little did he realize that the condemned man in front of him had said just hours earlier to his disciples, "I am the truth." Even today, we live in a world where so many find it difficult to see things in black or white, right or wrong. We seem as a society to have rejected these simple absolutes of black or white and instead have introduced a huge middle area which grows wider year after year. So it seems these days that if it is right for you, then it must be right. And the latitude for this tendency grows even wider. Even if something seems to be wrong, then we can find extenuating circumstances which diminish just how wrong it is. This way of thinking may satisfy us, but it is never the way a righteous and holy God deals with matters. With God, sin is sin, and there is no middle ground. With God, there is no gradation of sin, enabling him, like us, to talk of little sins and big sins and anything in between. For him, there are no white lies as differentiated from big lies. The Bible says that God is of purer eyes than to look upon sin. He raises the bar so high to the standard of perfection that we are left without excuse. We have fallen short. The serious conclusion is that if heaven is a place of holiness and purity, then none of us has the right or hope of being there. Some have the fanciful idea that St. Peter will be at the gate and we can negotiate our way in. No way will this ever be the case. The good news we have to share with you today is that whilst we all stand guilty, condemned, with no hope before God, Jesus has done all that needs to be done to change things. As the sinless Son of God, of whom the Bible says he did no sin, he thought no sin, in him was no sin, he bore our sins in his body on the tree at Calvary. This is the best news ever. It means that God can still see just black and white. But when we put our faith and trust in the work his Son accomplished at Calvary, he no longer sees us as black, but whiter than white. So why not turn to him today and take that step of faith and be assured of being accepted by this holy God and be ready to spend eternity with him.